Welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, and with me, of course, Nicole and Teresa. Hello, ladies.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
So hopefully this week people decided to give the gift of us.
Yes.
And told their friends to start listening to us because we actually had something crazy like 10,000 more subscribers. So
Yay.
We want to say thank you to everybody who has been really, really kind to us, who's telling people, you know, telling people to listen. So keep doing that because 10,000 is awesome, but it's not everybody in the world, which is
Absolutely.
Our goal.
Absolutely. We should have like a million because we're funny
and we have fun
and we make people laugh. Sometimes we have some serious conversations, but for the most part, it's laughter and it's fun and it's free. And our trainer was over on Christmas and he even said, oh my goodness, I have not listened to your podcast yet. And he goes, and it's free? I'm like, yes, it's free. So go download and subscribe to it.
Did he really say, and it's free?
He did.
What do you think it cost? Seriously.
I guess because some people pay for podcasts.
They do. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
So who wants to pay?
And we look expensive.
We are.
So that's a problem,
very,
too.
We are very expensive.
Now, we have given Teresa the job of our expert, our science. You're like our scientist on the show now.
So I know. I wish I had something today to like.
You do. You do. You have new breaking news. Last week, we talked about shrimping. Now, you have come up with the science or the facts about it, and you found that we were dead wrong.
No. You
know
what?
I don't think I was wrong, Teresa.
Well, because you Googled what shrimping was, and somebody actually had told me on social media, which could be totally wrong. It was actually one of our big fans. He's like, you know, shrimping is really when a woman's toes, it's really disgusting and gross looking when a woman's toes hang over the shoes. And they call that shrimping.
Hey,
it
kind of
looks like shrimp, like that.
The person who said they want to shrimp, and I said, what's shrimping?
You know
and he
shrimping
said,
is?
Suck your toes. I thought that was so disgusting.
You know
and
what?
Gross.
I want to tell you it's really funny because.
So he was.
You
the
know,
one who said
first
it.
Of all, everyone who knows us, obviously Italians travel in caravans.
Yeah.
So I'm laughing because in the studio today, I'm looking to the right and I see one, two, three, four. I have my son Giovanni. I have one of my seriously best friend, Dawn Lazaro, who's like my sister, and my two who I call my nieces, her daughters, Sienna and Alyssa. So I'm looking to the right and I'm seeing their faces as we're talking about shrimping and they have the most repulsed looks on their faces like this is the most disgusting thing I've ever
they're teenagers
that's how we know we're doing a good podcast if you're listening and you have the face of repulsion excellent we're doing a good job well done girls
and by the way we all coordinate today I love it we seriously do we're in like khakis and grays and black all of us
and we're gonna spend the city because it's like the whole New Year's Eve week. So we're going to celebrate and end this year with a bang and get ready for 2016.
And go to Angelo's, Teresa's restaurant
what
after
a shock.
This on Mulberry Street.
What a nice plug, everybody. Angelo's and Mulberry Street, Teresa's Italian restaurant. The most delicious food ever.
That's right.
So
it is incredible, though.
Yeah.
So do you guys have a nice Christmas? What'd you do?
We had a great Christmas. Christmas Eve, we went to one of...
So what about Wednesday night? Start off with that.
Okay.
How we celebrated the big celebration at Angelo's.
Wednesday night, my father-in-law decided... We usually go to his house, but he's all the way out on Long Island.
Wait, so Reno's father?
Yeah, he's out
on Long Island.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So, So they have... he lives out there. So we said, I want to do something different. I don't want you guys driving the night before Christmas. I want to all do from now on the 23rd, a pre-Christmas Eve celebration at the restaurant. At Angelo's.
Okay.
I want to have everybody come. My parents came, Reno's cousins came, and
maybe because he wanted to be with his 37-year-old.
Oh, that's right. The girl,
maybe.
The guma.
Maybe.
His girlfriend. I don't know.
Maybe she was sneaking away on Christmas Eve to go.
Wait, was she there? Was the 37-year-old young tartlet?
No.
Oh, maybe because she was with her husband and kids.
That's a whole long story. We heard he's with somebody and she's married, but the husband doesn't mind. That's a whole story. I mean, who knows? I don't like this whole thing that I'm hearing. I don't know if it's true. I mean,
I hate the fact that we can't really talk because you brought your kids and you brought too many young people.
No, that's okay.
No, because you know we can talk and I talk and my time out.
Do you know how last week it was the uck? Well, now this week it's the uck with the teenagers. It's like
but we talk in front of our kids and my son knows the whole story.
We're Italian.
My son knows the whole story, right? With Nonno and the girl, and I just don't like the fact that if she is married, I just don't like the fact that obviously if her husband does know, I think he likes the whole thing because he thinks my father-in-law has money and maybe she could get stuff, you know, off of this older man. That's the only thing I don't like.
Right.
If she was in love, I don't care if she's 20, 30, 40, 50. I don't care if she's 90. I don't care about that. I want my father-in-law to be happy. I don't like the fact that supposedly she is married with children and I think her husband is liking this and almost using my father-in-law.
Wait a second. Maybe they have an open marriage. You know what? Your father-in-law's getting laid. He's happy. What do you care?
Exactly. But you know what? Protect the funds. Protect the funds.
Okay.
I have to tell you, getting back to talking friendly kids.
Yes, Nicole.
We grew up in a real Italian household where my great grandmother, every day would put up the pot of espresso, the manganette, as we all know, on the stove. And, you know, she would have the Stella Dora cookies and we would sit around the table and all her friends would come over and I would be 4 years old and she started giving me espresso at that time. One's why I'm short. Like, she would just like, or bouncing off of walls at that age. Sometimes, you know, she put a lot of sugar and I would have a few, you know, tazza di caffè around the table with her. So they talked. They did not hide things in front of the kids. All the grandmothers used to come over and they would talk around the table. So we never hid anything from the kids.
And my son being the only child, I think he heard so many adult conversations. He's like an old soul. I mean, some things you have to not talk in front of your kids. There are certain things. But, hey, listen, we're having fun and we're having a great conversation. So, you know when to talk and when.
But it was always a good conversation.
It was always a good conversation.
But grandma loved, they all loved to talk around the table. And
we heard a little too much as children. My grandmother was the type that she thought at five we were about 30. I mean, she would talk to us like we were adults. We were like the little old Italian, you know.
Yeah, but you turned out okay. So what?
Oh, no, we're great. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Great, exactly.
No problem.
And these kids are so awesome. I mean, please, today they've seen us at our best and at our worst. Driving in today, Nicole and I had a little argument, but she almost threw her coffee at me, but it was okay.
I was going to dump it over your head if you don't stop poking me.
She
was like being agitated.
How often do you guys fight, like really fight?
I have to say, as close as we are, probably maybe 2 times a week.
Giovanni, what do you think?
Make up right afterwards.
Serious.
So he's nodding his head
they're
yes.
They're laughing.
Okay.
I mean, we have arguments, but then we get along right away. Today was not a very nice fight. It was more of just kind of, we had to get things out, Nicole and I, and it was kind of like a little, and I apologize, girls, because it wasn't nice. We were kind of very verbal with each other.
So you guys bicker like twice a week, but you have like a real blowout how often? Like the kind of fight you had today, how often do you have something like that?
I don't think very often, Nicole. I don't. Really?
No, but
every
sometimes
other
we
week,
could...
Once a week,
because we're very strong-minded,
I'm a little
very passionate.
I expect things to be done because I'm going to tell you why, and I really mean this. Nicole, you were always, you know, what I had
no,
my
I
times
still am.
When I was single, okay. Where I was
still
always
here.
No,
I still
in the
am,
in the
yes.
past, growing up, I always had a very clear head. And I always leaned.
Okay,
I still do have a clear head.
Do
but,
we want to get into round two now?
But I always leaned on you to be my rock. You were always, I have to say, almost like the smarter one. You were almost the brains of the operation. When I needed you to think for even business or even in school and when I needed stuff, you were always the rock. Like, okay, Teresa, this is what needs to be done and this needs to be done right now. When I was single, it was always like, okay, Nicole, you were... And you always say this, you were always very organized, you were more of a stickler.
I'm very structured.
You were very structured. I wasn't as structured. For me and my son, I would say, oh, Giovanni, me and you are two peas in a far out pod. We were always, I was always structured with him, but very free
spirited.
So
you lean on Nicole a lot.
I always leaned on Nicole.
Right.
And like lately, I just feel like sometimes like, I'm doing so much. Like, I feel like the organizer. And sometimes, you know, I feel like I have to do things to get it
done.
What you're saying,
Teresa, is that your expectations of Nicole are really high.
Yes,
and you know what, honestly,
and then
nobody can live up to that. Nobody can live up to that because you are a perfectionist. You demand perfection from everyone around you, yourself, your family, everything. So the fact that you already feel that way and then you have these expectations of her, like, it's just not possible to live up to that. And I know what the issue was about. So let me just say this. It's not that big a deal. It's something that we can work out very easily. So for you to be so disappointed, I mean, I'm not taking sides. I'm just trying to analyze it because
you are a psychologist, and we're getting free therapy session right now. You know, and a psychologist.
And I never use my PhD, so let me use it here
PhD,
for 2 seconds.
And she's an author, so she wrote many books.
So I think, to be fair, I think that your expectations of her are high, and she has her own stress going on right now.
You know what I think it is sometimes, too? Like Tress says, that I am very strong. I am a rock. But at times, when you were single and I was married, I also was a stay-at-home mom. I had no pressure. I didn't work. La-di-da-da. Clear head I had. So it's a lot easier. All of a sudden, you get married, I get divorced, and I have pressure sometimes like a man, and I have a lot on my plate, and I do have a lot more stress now. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, sometimes I do have a lot of things going on, and I am juggling a lot of different situations. Tressa.
I feel bad. I'm sorry.
Do you see what she's doing?
No,
all right.
No.
She's doing the wah, wah.
I was looking at my nieces, being like, oh, wow, now I feel bad.
So I really do have a lot more on my plate than when Tressa was single and I was married and I was stay-at-home mom and didn't work and didn't do anything and took care of the kids. I had a lot more free time.
Okay, so now it goes back to a lesson.
And I didn't work, and my ex-husband paid the bills, and
like
I didn't have to worry about finances, and now I support
my kids.
So it's a lot different now. Now it's like I go out, and I make the money. You know what I'm saying? So I have that pressure on me.
Right.
I have to go out and make a man's salary.
You know what? So it all goes down, a lesson to be learned for all of us here. You know what? It's all about communication.
You know,
for everybody listening, communicate. Instead of you losing it on me and being like in the car, like, and screaming and the vulgarities or cursing at me and yelling at me, it should be, you know what, Tressa? I have a lot on my plate. I'm really sorry. I dropped the ball. Okay.
Oh, now you're telling me how I should apologize.
I know, that was a little controlling.
You were a little bit righteous in the
All
car.
Right.
You were being very righteous in the car.
No, but it's true. Listen, you know what? You are my other half. You are my rock. That's what I was saying the other day, even, you know, to my best girlfriend who's here today. I'm like, you know what? We are all so blessed because women today, like I said, not to toot our own horns, but we really do it all. I always say, we're the hands of God. We raise our kids. We really, husbands are good. But hey, listen, men, all right, you do your thing. But what we do is so much. Like,
and you two
mentally,
are very lucky to have
physically.
Each other. Let me tell you something. I'm an only child, and I have friends, and I have, you know, luckily I have a boyfriend that I really love. But I don't have a girl who's like my sister, let alone a sister.
Right.
So you guys are very lucky to have each other. You're very lucky to have, I mean, I know that today you guys had like a little bit of a tiff. But,
no, I know.
But the bigger picture is that you guys are really close and you're there
and
for each other. Yeah, you're very supportive
of
each other.
Thank you.
No, we are. And you know what? That's what my mom's friend told me. We were at Christmas and we had a very eclectic group of people on Christmas. There was like 25 of us and it was hysterical. Everyone was very, very different, you know? And I said, I miss not having a daughter. I love my son's my life. I prayed for a boy because my husband really, like, you know, my mother-in-law just, I don't know, she was a little insane where She wanted a boy. You know, because I guess she kind of, my grandmother favored girls.
Right.
Reno's mother just loved the boys, you know? And I was very happy because they wanted a little Aprea, you know?
And they wanted a little Giovanni
after the father, you know?
Right.
But I said, I miss not having a daughter. Like there's, you know, like I have my son and I see little girls lately. I said, I'll have to wait for a granddaughter, you know? And she said, you know, Teresa, you're so blessed. She said, you have an amazing son that you're so close with. She said, and God gave you a twin. You know, he gave you a sister. That's your girl in your life.
Have you guys had the situation where you have a friend who's jealous of your relationship?
No.
Never?
So you have friends that you're close with, and the friend can differentiate between your relationship with them and your relationship with each other.
Yeah, totally. Like, look, my friend's so cute. Dawn's here, and she's like, no, not at all. Like, she's like, no, not at all. Like, we
Because we embrace the sisterhood, and we bring
really
everyone
are.
Into
we're
our
like,
lives. We don't
we
make,
do.
I think,
and I have to tell you, it's
like
not
a division.
There's not a division. Just like I was even telling even my other friend, Dawn, who grew up with us since we were 3 years old. Like I always said, like, never feel like an outsider. Like, to us, we're all sisters. Like, I love, and my girlfriends know, like, we love our girlfriends. Our girlfriends are like our sisters, and we have such a
special
in a circle, such a bond with our circle, which is like is now closed.
Okay,
like,
wait a second. Speaking
closed.
Of your circle and
it's
your
closed.
Bond, I have to ask you about this, because this week your friend Teresa Giudice is
yes.
out of prison.
Yeah, yes. She got out on
big news this week. So did you contact her? She
you.
Contacted
you. You know
her?
What? I want to tell you something, which was very sweet. She got out. Let's see. Christmas Eve was Thursday. She got out, actually. It was Tuesday night, because Wednesday,
like 5 a.m., I think.
It was 7:30.
Oh, she was home for Christmas.
She was home for Christmas.
Okay, that's nice.
And I have to say,
23rd she came
literally home. Seven. Yeah, because she got home, I think they picked up like 4 in the morning, a really early time. First of all, Tuesday evening, I guess it was the 22nd, Reno and I sent food from our restaurant. We had our driver drive a ton of food out to her and her family because, you know, obviously no one's thinking about cooking. She's coming home. We wanted to make sure we had a beautiful meal for her. You know, everyone who knows Reno is very thoughtful. And I sent her a big bouquet of flowers
Me
for
and
the family.
And Reno.
Nicole and Reno and I, we sent three beautiful bouquet. And I have to say, the first thing, like Wednesday morning, like 7:30 a.m., which I thought was even so nice on her part to like thank me so much.
No, she's used to getting up early because you got to get out to the yard and start, you know, all the things that you do in prison.
Yeah,
they get you up early.
Yeah, no, and she was so
but
sweet.
But that was very
she's like,
thoughtful of her.
She
like,
said,
as soon as she came,
she
I'm
called
sure
you
she
or texted you?
No, she texted me and she said, thank you so much. And she really thanked Reno because Reno and Joe got very close and Reno was really there for Joe throughout, you know, while Teresa was away. And,
right.
You know, if the kids needed anything or, you know, we have drivers that we trust with our teenagers. So Reno's like, I have great drivers. Can't trust anyone with teenagers today. You know, if you need anything, if you need drivers or, you know, whatever it was, you know, just said, hey, listen, buddy, I'm here for you. So she really thanked me and just said, thank you so much. Reno was so just for being there for Joe.
Right.
And it was just very sweet. She thanked me and she said she would like to see us. And
you're going to make a plan for the
new
year?
And we're going to make a plan and we're going to see each other and get together. I know they did contact Reno about doing some filming with them.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, you know, like I told her, I said, I'm so happy. I can't wait to see you. I'm looking forward. No cameras, no drama. You know, I'm glad without the cameras. I'm kind of like, you know, I would truly like to see her and Joe without cameras.
And the children.
And the children without cameras. You know what I mean? I don't really think, I know knowing Bravo, and then Reno's like, oh no, well maybe they want to do a scene with the four of us. And I said, can't we just see them like without cameras? Just at first, just to kind of see how she's doing.
Were you friends with them before the show?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, so you met through the show and you've gotten close ever since.
We met through
that's
the show.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, obviously everybody knows there's no phoniness here. We got close through the show and then a lot of stuff happens.
Right.
So there was a little turmoil there, but you know, people ask that too. Oh, you know, what happened? It's over. It was a show.
Right.
You know, it was a show, you know.
And you forgive and move on.
And not that it was a show. It's reality.
Right.
So things happen. Situations came up, but it's over. What was it real? Yeah, it was real. It was real stuff that happened. Feelings were hurt, but you know, you move on.
You forgive and you move on.
You
right.
forget, you move on. You get rid of the negativity, and we're at a better place now. You know,
I don't think you're going to see her anytime soon because she's going to want to spend time with Joe. Doesn't he leave for prison in another couple of weeks?
No, not till March. I heard.
I think like
not till March.
Oh,
yeah. He's leaving like January
17th. You know what?
It
was supposed to be January. Then they did February. Now supposedly it's March.
The end of March.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's good. So he'll have some time. And God willing. You know, his sentence will be cut down. I don't like to see any families, you know, like when it comes to families, to be separated like that and to have
a dad go away,
and then you don't know if they're going to extradite him or, you know, send him out.
But he didn't think of that. That should have been his thought. Any time that you do something that you know is going to tear your family apart, anytime you're going to do something that
you know what? You don't know. You don't know.
Hinge on criminal.
I can't even say that because I had two members of my family go away and my uncle's away right now. You don't know. The judicial system sucks.
Right.
I swear.
You know what I think? I got to be honest with you. I think
you know
criminals,
go
Go put drug dealers away.
Go put drug dealers away. Go put terrorists away. Go put rapists away.
I don't think people realize.
We shouldn't be penalized. Yes, you do things wrong.
I'm not condoning. I'm not condoning
it either.
I'm not.
But I'm just saying, I think the judicial system stinks. My Uncle Mike is away. It's freaking 7 years, 3 years under house arrest. This man should not be behind bars. And they penalized him way too much when they should focus on other things. Rapists, drug dealers, and terrorists out there.
And he's probably there longer than like some murderers are or some rapists are.
That's what I'm saying. 77 years old. He's in there with pedophiles. Those are the people who should be put behind bars. Not my uncle who's 77, who's diabetic, who isn't getting the right treatment, who isn't getting the right medication.
Right, but then at the same time,
that's
like,
why I have
people,
a problem with the judicial system, right, so I can't say anything against it.
But then I've also had people come up to me and say, you know, and even, you know, on social media and be like, oh, and people knocked and be like, well, you know, criminal activity, why is it, you know, it shouldn't be glorified either. I'm not glorifying it. I'm just saying, don't make a comment. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to knock it. I'm not saying glorify it.
Judgmental.
I'm not saying, you know, and I've been guilty of that, passing judgment on certain situations. I could be a little judgmental at times. And I do. And I'm aware of that. But what I'm saying is, like, to the people out there that say, oh, well, don't condone or condemn or whatever. I'm not condoning or condemning.
Right.
I'm just saying it's none of my business. You know, what people do is what they do. I don't think people realize, oh, my gosh.
You do make a good point, Nicole, that the way our judicial system works, like what crime you committed, the statute of limitations and how long you got to stay in prison, it all varies. And the weird thing is, I just saw this case where this guy killed this girl, and because of like circumstantial evidence or whatever, he got 3 years for murder. And then I just watched this documentary where this guy got 18 years for rape. So it's like, and he didn't even end up doing it. That was the whole thing. But so 18 years for rape, but 3 years for murder.
Yeah.
How is that possible? You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like
Thank you.
That there aren't like standards for every single crime, like murder should if the person did murder somebody, and if there is evidence and if it's pretty clear, it should be a big sentence, not 3 years.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're leaving it up to, I hate to say it, but a jury, like regular people, and your lives are in their hands. And I have
to say,
and
they're biased. They sit down and they already decide. As soon as they see you, they decide whether you're guilty or not. Right.
Absolutely. You know, that's even more scary.
And when you're in the state of Texas,
And they hate Italians.
They hate, you know, and right away,
Texas
everyone
is
with,
very prejudiced.
And everyone with
I love
a vowel
the state,
at
but
the end of their name is a mafioso. Come on. Like, seriously? Like, bring my uncle to New Jersey. Bring him to New York. Bring him up north. You're going to try him in Texas?
Oh, and there's all this research now about, because one of the things that I did during my PhD, I minored in forensic psychology because I love all the crime shows
me
and crime
too,
stuff.
Me too.
Love it.
There's all this really interesting research that says now that juries will either find you guilty or not find you guilty based on if there's DNA or not. So you can have a really solid case but no DNA evidence, and because there's no DNA, a jury is more likely to find you innocent. It's like these other things are evidence too.
Right.
It's not just DNA. And then
that's
the opposite.
Wild.
It's like they could have something that seems like DNA and it maybe isn't the person's DNA, but they hear the words DNA and they go guilty.
Right.
That's all they need to hear.
That's wild.
So, and it's because of all the forensic shows like CSI and
absolutely
shows like that. So
I love
that. That's
but
the jury of your peers.
Due to that, they're also releasing some people, finding 10 years later, 15 years later, because of DNA.
Right,
where
that's
true. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yeah, crazy, right?
Crazy.
All right, so happier things. What are you guys planning for New Year's Eve?
Oh, Teresa is having a party.
I'm going to have a gathering at my house, a party. So it should be nice. Closest friends, great music, great food. So it should be fun.
Does anyone have like a good New Year's resolution?
I love New Year's.
I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I do one thing on New Year's. And it sucks because I have this thing that I won't get in an elevator on New Year's.
Why?
And
it all happened. It all started because I'll tell you exactly why. It's so weird.
Is it a superstition?
It's like, it's a superstition. Yeah, wow. Totally. Years ago, so all through my 20s, I went to every New Year's party possible. I went to all the good ones.
Right.
And I got stuck in an elevator coming out of a New Year's party, but I was like 25. I was drunk. I didn't care. There were cute boys in the elevator, whatever. And eventually they got us out of the elevator. It was just funny.
Like me in an elevator with cute guys and locked up, I'd be like, yeah.
And it was just funny, right? I, you know, I whatever. Exactly. I was drunk. They were cute.
The
I was
in the elevator.
There were like
if
four.
I was 25. My son's looking at me like, nice, mom.
There were four guys.
Not now.
There were four guys and just us two girls. So like the odds were good. You know, it was perfect. So years later, I'm with my now ex-husband, we were married, decide that we're not doing anything for New Year's. Nobody's down in the laundry room. We're going to do laundry. We're like, great. So we go down to do our laundry, and it's like 10 or 11 o'clock. And at the time, I was living in Midtown right by Times Square, so our whole street was blocked off, and there were snipers on our roof. It was right after September 11th.
Oh,
there
no.
was snipers on our roof, you know, and they told us we're not allowed up on the roof, and they told us why and whatever. And so we're down doing our laundry, and we get in the elevator, and I just started jumping up and down because it was like New Year's, and I was happy.
Oh, no. And you were doing laundry. I don't know why you were jumping up and down.
I know, whatever. So I was jumping up and down, but apparently that did something in the elevator, and we got stuck in the elevator. Now, if you get stuck in an elevator New Year's Eve and you're in my building,
you
with the streets
closed
and there's
over.
No technicians.
How long did you stay there for?
An hour and a half. It was the most frightening experience because I was panicking and my doorman, like, there was no FDNY.
Oh, no,
I'm like, isn't there a sniper on the roof? What a terrible sniper. Like, I could have a bomb in here. Like,
oh,
where's my sniper?
I have
that's
to tell
crazy.
You, only because I watched Chicago Fire.
Yes.
I never realized that when an elevator gets stuck or something happens, the FDNY comes.
Right,
like, the
I know.
Fire
Nicole,
department.
Nicole would have deliberately slapped the elevator.
I just have to
You're
tell
not
you.
Fireman, I
speaking
forgot.
Speaking of FDNY, I just
Oh, tell
me
about your Christmas
Last
party.
Last week was my Christmas party at STK. We stayed at the Standard. We had an amazing weekend, me and my girlfriends and my coworkers. As I'm coming out of STK, there was a fire truck, and they said they had a call. So they were right in front of STK. So, of course, I go over, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. So my boss goes, hey, girls, go take a picture with the fireman. I'm like, no problem. So, of course, the one that I go up to, and we all take pictures, he goes, oh, give me your social media. I said, oh, what's your social media? You know, we'll follow each other, blah, blah, blah. So all of a sudden, we take these pictures.
Adorable
pictures. And then I go on his Instagram, and guess what? FDNY.
Guess what they were all?
They were the guys in the calendar last year, FDNY.
Yeah.
So I will post it this week and show you, like, they are the people who are in the
Nicole's fire
department.
Definitely going to share it on social
FDNY.
Media so you all can see. It
was. So I was like, wow, I'm so lucky.
Nice.
Like, I come out of, you know, STK, I'm in the city and at it. All the firemen,
right?
The truck that I get are the male calendar
right.
guys.
So
you know?
Who do you have a date with? Any one of them?
No.
What?
No.
Come on.
No, just
friends.
No, friends, yeah.
Have you heard from it? Did they try to contact you on
friends.
Social media? Anyone
Everyone
of them?
Does.
Everyone does.
I get DMs. I'm so tired of these DMs. I have like 450 DMs on my thing. And some people are just nice and some people are just weird. And some people just send me pictures with their shirts off. And finally I get back and I'm like, stop. Like, that's not sexy to me. Like, I want to like throw up. Like, it's not sexy. You know, pictures, if a guy sends pictures in their sweats, like that's cuter.
Right.
But with their shirt off, showing me their cubes, like how many are you going to send? To
yeah,
me, you know,
no, I'm tired
of that.
Yeah, that would be a turn off.
I love
a
turn off.
That's like
yeah.
we don't need any more narcissists.
I'm done
with narcissists.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
right.
I'm done with really like good looking people. I think I'm more. I'm really into. Seriously, you're laughing.
No, but I mean that. I always say
I
that to
not,
me at this stage in my game.
You know,
it's about heart.
The good looking guys. Really have done nothing for me. You know, my ex-husband was very good looking. My ex-wife, like all the guys I dated were like really good looking. Like I'm done with like really good looking people. Like I want personality. I want heart. I want passion. I want someone who has a gusto for life like I do.
Wow.
And that
love.
To me is like, that's sexy.
Nicole, that's so mature.
It really is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you.
I'm growing up,
She's
I think,
mature.
In 2016.
Yeah. Oh, honey, you're all grown up. Yeah. No, but I have to say, I agree. But you know what? Isn't it funny? Because I took to a lot of, you know, our guy friends too, and even younger guys. And what's so horrible today, what they were saying about, you know, young women today and young men today, they said, and they're single, these guys that are friends of ours, and like, you know what's so horrible? The prettier these girls are, the more entitled they are.
Right, that's true.
And it's like, why? Like, and you know, seeing my beautiful niece in the studio and my handsome son, like you say, like, we have to teach these kids. It's not like we always spoke about in the past.
No, it's social
media.
It's
not just
listen.
About the looks and about whatever. It's like, have heart, you know, substance. You got to, right. you know, like, look for substance.
But social media has a lot to do with it because so many, I mean, you know, present company excluded, of course. But there's a lot of young girls that judge their self-worth based on how many likes and how many friends and how many, you know, that stuff's really important. And the hotter you are, the more likes and the more friends mm-hmm. you have. So
it's wild,
they in their brain, they make a correlation between I'm really pretty, I have a lot of friends. I'm really pretty, that has value. You know, that means I'm liked a lot.
Right.
And I saw this, like, I forget, it was like some special or maybe some news, maybe it was like CBS Sunday Morning, my grandma show. And they had a bunch of kids and they were asking them how important that is to them and what that means. And they were
right.
all saying, like, if you have a lot of likes, that means you're popular. It's like, yeah. do you even know these people who are liking your picture? Like some pedophile in Germany could be liking
right.
your picture and you think that has value, you know?
I love CBS Morning right. show, by the way. It's awesome.
It's a good show.
I really do. I love the little segments they have. They're short, brief, you know?
I know. I like them, too.
They're good.
But you know what, Nicole? You and I are the only people under the age of 80 who watch that show.
I was going to say, why don't I know about CBS
I watch it every Sunday
Why don't
morning?
I know about it?
Because you're young.
I must be really young. I don't know, you girls.
I like the music in the background in between the segments.
It's true.
Yeah, it's really good. Speaking right. of watching things, I have to tell you something. We saw Sisters this week. It was so cute and so adorable.
You gotta love
girly
Tina
girl
Fey.
Movie.
Gotta love Tina Fey.
Both of them. Amy Poehler.
They're both great.
So
love
in one week,
them.
I've seen Sisters and Schindler's List, which, by the way, girls, you're young, but I've watched yeah. it last night. What a tearjerker. So I laughed my ass off and I cried my ass off.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In one week.
Interesting
yeah.
That you saw both movies, that one was like so deep and the other was like light and funny.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, talking about I'm just thinking that about my uncle's Jewish friend. He's so adorable. So talking about my eclectic Christmas table the other day.
Yeah.
We have Reno's cousin Mario, married to a very, very sweet Jewish girl, Ashley, adorable baby. We have my Uncle Tony. We have friends coming over. It was just a fun Christmas.
Oh,
and my uncle.
It is a show in itself.
It's a show in itself.
It's a show in itself.
And my uncle Tony calls me and says, Teresa, Christmas morning, do you mind if I bring my friend Irwin over? He's my very nice Jewish friend and he has nowhere to spend Christmas. So of course I laughed to myself. I go, of course he has nowhere to spend Christmas. He's Jewish. That's not such a shocker. I'm like, all my Jewish friends are ordered eating Chinese food today.
Right.
That's like the known thing, you know? So he was so cute. So I said, of course, Uncle Tony. I'm like, I would love. No one should ever spend Christmas alone. Bring Irwin over, you know? He was the sweetest man. Love him. You know, lives in the senior community with them.
Mario's wife, Ashley, loves to drink her wine.
Mario's wife, yeah, she's
loves
hysterical.
Her wine.
She's very funny.
Loves
so, you know, because I told her, let the baby go to bed. Now you need to have fun. Enjoy a few glasses of wine. Get get a little bombed. I mean, you're with baby all day. Let the baby go to sleep. We'll take care of the baby. You have a few glasses of wine.
I was having palpitations walking the baby out.
She was so cute. She said, Teresa. So now we're sitting at the table. She's like, tell Irwin that I'm Jewish too. Tell him. We're this, you know, that's my people. She's
they
joking.
They have to bond.
They have to bond. So I said, Irwin. So, and my Uncle Tony just has like an amazing heart, as my mother too. She's dying to go to Israel for, you know, so she says, Irwin, I'm Jewish too. He says, oh, great. So then my uncle says, oh my God, I can't believe Ashley, you're Jewish. Thank you, thank you. He thanks Jewish people every time he sees them.
Okay,
he
for
says,
what?
Well, that's my point. He says, thank you. She says, why? He says, because you're Jewish. Jesus was Jewish. And I'm thanking you for giving us Jesus. And he's very emotional, my uncle. And he says, and then at a bar mitzvah, I cried, the reading the Torah and the whole bit. So
it
she
really
loved him.
Beautiful.
So she says, I'm bonding with your uncle. I love him, I love him. So she whispers in my ear, maybe you know this, I forgot the word. She says, ask Irwin if he has a schwitzva. Is that a girlfriend? Schwatzva?
A bat mitzvah?
No, a schwatza.
Schwatza.
A girlfriend? A schwatza?
Well,
who's
like,
not Jewish?
It's actually like a black girlfriend. A schwatza
is
a
black. Yeah,
a schwatza is
just
a black girlfriend.
Just so you know, wait, stop saying that word. That's the equivalent of the N-word, except it's the Jewish version.
Well, she's Jewish. But she's Jewish. But listen what happened.
We don't know that.
Well, listen. Oh, my God. I wanted to kill her. He looked at me. She thought it was hysterical.
She thought it was something. Why? Because I'm sorry. She was drinking again.
But listen. No, this is not funny. So now I say this in front of the whole Christmas table. He looks at me. Now, I swear, I don't know what this means. She thinks it's funny. And he looks at me and says, that is the most insulting thing that could have come out of your mouth. How could you even say something like that, Teresa?
You have no idea what you just said.
I have no idea. I said, Erwin, what did I just say? So my uncle says, ah. Oh. So this is my Italian family. I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult anyone. No, my uncle didn't think it was a bad word. He goes, ah. Oh, you want to see my, this is my, he has a nice girlfriend.
Oh, no.
She was in Dreamgirls. She's in Dreamgirls. It's my uncle's friend.
Oh, she's okay. This is my beautiful. Yeah. This is, she's my beautiful black friend. She's in Dreamgirls. And listen to the voice. She sang me, he's married, my uncle. I guess, obviously, my aunt, she thinks he's hysterical. He says, listen to her. She sang to me Merry Christmas. And he played it for me. She called him Anthony. They've been friends since high school. I didn't realize that was a slang word.
So he saved it. He saved it. Yeah, he saved
so is that really a slang word?
Oh, it's more than a slang right, word. It's like saying the N-word.
Okay, so guess what?
Oh my God.
Listening
well, you
to
know,
Ashley
I'm not
anymore.
Listening to Ashley anymore because she's a nice Jewish girl and she thought it was hysterical. Erwin got mad at me at the table.
Ashley was totally fucking with you.
She was fucking with me.
Like, even
if it's my language.
Yeah.
Ashley fed her baby Cheerios all day and Italian bread.
All right, no, she... Listen.
She didn't deserve
it. Okay, listen. Okay, no, because... Her baby needs to go on a diet.
Me.
The doctor said she's...
Oh,
she's,
I'm sorry. So give the baby starch all day. What happened to peas and sweet potatoes and prunes?
No.
I don't know.
She's a 2T. She's a big baby. She's only 14 months. She's a little overweight. So right. The doctor said stop. She needs to go on 2% diet. So anyway, so now... Oh,
so
God. See, you should have been on my Christmas table. It was insane. It reminds me of one of those movies, like at the Christmas movies, where you have all these different types of people that are just
coming together.
We got
the right wing. We got the left wing. We got
the
this.
We are
the children. I love that.
Because I have half liberals, half Obama lovers, half Obama haters. Who are the liberals? Who are the conservatives?
Who likes Trump?
It was a big mix. Oh my God. Who loves Trump? Who thinks he's the worst thing that ever happened to this? Oh my God.
Who thinks Obama's the best thing that happened to this world?
But I have to say, we all came together, and you know what? It really was a fun day. It really was just a lot of fun. And, oh, my God, Angela's that night at pre-Christmas, because we were bouncing all over the ADD group. Yeah, it was so much fun, that pre-Christmas Eve thing. We had the bands come in from
we
outside.
We had horns and
we
trumpets.
We had horns, and we were dancing
and
in Angela's.
Bells.
It was fun.
Very
you
nice.
Know what, Cooper? You need to spend next Christmas with us.
Invite me.
I'm telling you, next
we'll
Christmas,
come.
Next yes. Christmas.
It sounds like it'll be fun.
No, next Christmas
it's
you have
blast.
To come.
Okay. All right. It's a date.
Okay.
All right. Well, good job, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We had a good time being girls in heels. We had a good time being here. Thank you so much to our friends.
And we won't sit you next to Ashley next
at Blog
Christmas.
Talk Radio. Yes.
Love everyone. Keep on listening. Spread the word. Spread the love.
And Happy New Year. A
happy
blessed
new year.
A prosperous new year filled with health, happiness, and joy in your heart.
Happy New Year from all of us at Girls in Heels. We'll be back next week with another great episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for downloading.
Ciao, ciao.